Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, John Stone. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Rourke tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. One out. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to second. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stone scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Rice moves to third. McManus moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer catches it and throws to first to double up Gulick. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Crowder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maynish takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schultz for the out. Maynish moves to second. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayworth for a passed ball. Maynish moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth bunts towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to second. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogel scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gulick hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale pinch hits for General Crowder. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel strikes out. Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rogel out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke bunts in front of the plate. Hayworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blue moves to second. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maynish hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.